The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. Happy Halloween.
Hey, same to you, Bill.
You know, sometimes I swear my home is alive. It makes weird noises or there are sometimes funky smells. So should I be spooked by that?
No, you know, you don't need to worry about ghosts and zombies. But some of these sounds and smells are your home's way of telling you that something is off. So it's important to pay attention to these cues so you don't end up with some scary home maintenance issues later.
All right. Fair enough. I'm ready to face my fears. So let's dive into this thing.
Well, let's start with a pretty common one, which is actually scarier sounding than it really is. So you're lying in bed at night and you hear a pop or a creak.
Okay. Been there. Heard that.
Well, these ghostly sounds are just your house settling. So the materials that make up your home, like wood framing, pipes, glass, metal, ducts, they all expand throughout the day and contract as your house cools at night. And so the materials can rub against each other and make the noise. And there's not really anything to prevent the sounds. It's just the good news is, in this case, the noises are normal and harmless.
So the creaks and popping sounds, not anything to worry about. Are there other noises that should concern us?
Yes, definitely, Gil. So if you've been hearing footsteps in the attic or rustling in your walls, you might have visitors, and not the paranormal kind, which I guess is a relief. So these things are probably critters like squirrels and raccoons because they like to travel across roofs, and it's easy passage for them. And if your attic is unfinished, the sound of their footsteps on the roof can be amplified, making it sound like they're in your house. So you're going to, of course, want to check that your soffit, your rafter, your gable roof fence are covered with screens and are in good shape, so that these critters don't actually make their way inside the attic and inside the house. The other thing you want to do is trim back your branches near your roof to make it harder for them to get on the roof. And also, you don't want branches rubbing against your shingles and gutters because it could damage them anyway.
Right, right. Now, what about rustling I hear within the wall?
Well, it could possibly be termites. You can usually tell when you have them by sight because of the trails they leave in wood, but they're also detectable by sound. So if you tap on a wall and press your ear to it, if you hear a rustling, you might have termites. If the sound is more like crinkling cellophane, it could mean carpenter ants. And there's another house sound that you should get on the phone with a pro for. If it's been extremely snowy and you hear loud groaning noises, it could be a sign of excessive weight on your roof, especially if you have a flat roof. And in those situations, you want to get everyone out of the house and call someone to check the roof.
Oh, okay. So there, we've covered spooky sounds. What about odd odors?
Oh, sure. So the basement is the classic scary spot, and it's so much worse when there's a funky, musty smell. And the odor is typically caused by mildew, which loves to grow in damp basements. But if you get a dehumidifier or put in a fan to move the air around, you'll really help dry out the space and eradicate the odor.
So that's good to know. What else?
Have you ever got a whiff of a rotten egg smell from your tap water?
Yeah, actually I have.
Well, yeah. I don't know what happened in your case, but if you do, it could mean one of two things. Either you might have bacteria in your plumbing, which is kind of gross, or maybe there's a problem with your water heater. So to kind of figure out where the problem's coming from, you can fill a glass with hot water from the tap, step away from the sink, and take a whiff of the water. If it doesn't smell like rotten egg, the bacteria is probably in your drain.
Okay, so if I fill that glass with hot water and I do smell it, then what's the problem?
So then it could be the hot water heater. In that case, you want to call a plumber to disinfect the system or replace the tank's magnesium anode, which is what helps defend against rust.
All right, so we've got time for one more here.
Okay, so the last one is probably a good one to pay attention to, especially with winter on the way, and that's mysterious breezes. And drafts mean that air could be seeping in at your foundation or through an improperly sealed window or door. So start, you know, systematically. Start at your attic and work your way down and seal gaps as you go, and you could take a piece of stick of burning incense or a candle with you, and you can sort of see where drafts are finding their way in. And we'll have tips like that for finding and sealing air leaks, you know, plus more on all these spooky sounds and smells at houselogic.com/radio.
All right. Wonderful, Christina. I'm feeling much braver about my house's weird sounds and smells now, so thank you.
Oh, good.
For more ways your house might be telling you there's a maintenance problem, visit houselogic.com/radio and follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, talk to you next week.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.